This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Andy,
oh, I'm down with the kids. Look at that,
Hood Rich.
Nice. Wow,
what's Hood Rich? Wow.
I don't know, but when I walked the other day, Darren Benn said to me, "You can't wear that," and I went, "Why not?" He went, "Kids wear that." I was like, "It's just a hoodie, isn't it? I'll just take the dog for a walk." He's like, "Nah, mate, you can't wear that."
Oh, John's shaking his head.
I'm not a big fan of Hood Rich as a brand itself.
Why?
It's not. Don't know. It's a bit like...
Just tape it up.
No, you do you, Andy. You do you.
Like, who would wear Hood Rich in your... sort? If they're walking down the road, would you go, "There's a Hood Richie"?
No, you just sort of... I don't know. It's, I don't know what...
There'd be about 12 in a big puffer jacket.
Yeah, 12.
Smoking like, a vape.
Yeah.
You know what? Do you know what? That's the difference between you two and me and Dave, is you get to an age and you think, as long as it's warm, I couldn't give a fuck.
Honestly, Andy, I went out the other day, what I was wearing... I don't think I've ever given up so much. It's almost like Hawaiian shorts on, white socks, sandals.
Yeah, you've got no one to impress, right? The other two guys of us, like, they're well groomed and you've got the best git clobber on. I'm like, do you know what?
They just want sex all the time. We don't.
Not all the time.
I also want sex all the time, but they've got more chance of getting it. And I'm married as well, by the way.
John's our sex master.
I wouldn't describe me as a sex master, but...
You didn't realise, but you just actually did your little cum face, so you went...
Christ alive.
That was the... What are we doing today? What are we doing?
We did this little thing the other day where we try and... I just can't be bothered to do it with you, because I think you'll just be like, "Oh, I haven't got time for this."
Dave, I've got time for anything.
All right, we try and get you into Exeter City, and can you see them as your second team? And you're going to
fuck off, Dave. Can't be bothered, mate. Exeter's miles away from me.
Oh, come on, play the game.
Okay, I'm in. What do you want me to do? What do you mean, get me into Exeter City? What, to play?
Well, I left Man United for Exeter, and I love it.
Yeah, but you live near Exeter, don't you?
Yeah.
What David is asking, Andy, is can we convince you to have Exeter City as your second team?
No, I've got a second team already.
Who?
Third team.
Wolves.
Wolves, your second team?
Yeah, my
Well,
my
scrap
dad.
Them off. Don't need them.
Well, hold on. Before you know, my dad's dead now and they're his team, so before you give it, they'll scrap them off nonsense.
Fucking hell, John.
Do you know what? One of the benefits of a parent dying is that after they've passed away for a long enough time for you to make comedy jokes about it.
God, I don't think I'm there yet, Andy.
Oh, how long ago did yours pass?
2 years next month.
Okay, mine's 2 years this month.
Okay, so I've got another month.
You've got one more month. Next month, you will phone me up and you'll rip the piss out of that person. Yeah. That sadly passed.
I'd love to chat to you about this and get a little bit serious for a bit.
We can. Do you want to talk about it now, or do you want to talk about it on the telephone?
What do we reckon, sexy boys?
Come and sit on my couch.
This is a contentious topic. It's something I know nothing about, but if you guys feel comfortable opening up about it, let's go for it.
Dave, what do you want to know?
No, it feels like the wrong. Feels like people are just. Okay. Feels like the sexy boys are just going to be staring at us.
No, I won't. I won't.
No, absolutely won't. Not. In fact, there might be something that me and Alfie can learn from what you guys have got to say.
No, I can't. I feel like I'm a lot of mental health podcast now. I'm not going down that route.
No, that's good. Got right up the charts. Yeah, Dave, it's gold.
Dave, you can ask me anything you want, Dave. All right? Anything.
How did it affect you?
That's a bit deep, isn't it? Can I go and beat this?
No, I can't. Do you know what? I had the thought that loads of football fans would be, oh, I've gone through this, and lean in.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, they will be.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
I would tell you a brief story of it, right? So I was quite lucky in the fact that, I don't know if lucky is the right word, but my dad had Parkinson's and something called Lewy body dementia and ended up in a home and couldn't get out of bed, had an awful memory. He couldn't remember hardly anything, couldn't remember what he did, made stuff up because in his head it happened. But my point being that I knew it was happening. You don't recover from what he had. You only get worse. No one's ever going to phone you up and go, he's fucking walking again. It's unbelievable. So it was coming, right? So when I got the phone call, as horrific it was, because I didn't expect it that day, but it was almost like a weight was lifted, because it was just so awful to see someone that you love in so much pain and not be the person they were.
Andy, so, the exact same thing happened to my granddad, same conditions and everything.
How old were you when he died?
Probably like 5 years ago.
Okay, so, okay. I thought you were going to say five.
No, right. No, about 5 years
so you're,
ago.
You're almost, this sounds awful, but you're waiting because it's so awful to see.
Yeah,
and there is so much
I
pain.
Know exactly what you're saying.
So I've got a friend of mine whose dad all of a sudden, boom, just dropped dead. And that I don't think I could cope with that. That would be just horrific. Because so I only spoke to him this morning.
Yeah.
I had to go out and get him some potatoes.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. What potatoes?
He loved chips.
Well, that's his problem, isn't it?
Well,
got hit by a potato truck.
Yeah. Well,
so that it made it, I was just waiting for it. It was, I think he was in a home for like 5 years. So, I had like 5 years of getting ready for it.
Well, my dad had something awful as well. And
are you going to top trump me?
No. No.
Are you ready?
There was a bit of me that wanted to, I'll be honest with you. No. See, I'm laughing, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Dave? If you're not ready to talk about it, don't.
No, I can talk about it. I just didn't want it to be, I didn't want the sexy boys to get a flop on.
No.
Well, you mean they started, still, they still started stiff with as a an erection? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we always
do. Every episode.
I've got something else to tell you, actually.
Okay.
I've just bought Peloton. Right?
That's weird, because I sold one last week.
No way.
Yeah.
For how much?
£500.
Okay. Well, I'm suffering from numb cock.
Sorry?
Shut up. What have you two conspired before here to talk about?
I'm being serious.
Is he a Dutch person?
Numb cock. That's not a medical term, is it?
Numb cock.
I've cycled 5 or 6 times now. 3 of the times I've gone, fucking hell, what's going on down there?
Is your cock trailing behind you?
Caught in the spikes.
What a great autobiography name that he caught in the spokes.
Yeah. If your last name is Spokes.
Amazing.
That would be really good, wouldn't it?
Dave, caught in the spokes.
So I went up.
Do you know why it's numb?
Yeah. Because it's your perennial not perennial, perennium nerve, and you're sat on it and you're squashing it and the blood flows.
So you sat on it?
Yeah.
Look at you boasting.
You
go.
Fucking hell! Because when I put it on my shoulder,
fuck yeah. Sat on it.
I'm a rucksack, yeah. No.
Sat on my cock.
You can't be sat on it.
No. Fucking hell!
Get it out. Let's have a look. Come on.
Yeah,
you can't give me the old sat on my cock and not expect us to all have a look at it.
God, I'm nowhere near sitting on it.
Is it still numb? Is it still numb now?
No, it takes about 5-10 minutes and you're like, you're good to go.
Is it?
So I wouldn't say you're suffering from it.
God. What do you want to say? Me suffering?
No, I would say, you know, you're describing yourself as suffering from numb cock, but if it goes in 5 or 10 minutes,
yeah,
I don't think that's
really
suffering.
You're riding, you're like, what the fuck's going on down there?
What does it feel like? Pins and needles?
A little bit tingly.
Have you masturbated while it's numb?
Fuck off, I'm not doing this.
No, just to see, I'm just curious if it's a different feeling. Is it like someone else's cock?
He's not saying no. Someone else's cock?
10 minutes to this pod. It's fucking...
I was feeling emotional.
I wanted to try and attract you to Exeter City.
Do you know what? I can actually bring this straight back to football.
Oh, go on. Thank heavens.
Do you know the names of Martin Yole's brothers?
No.
Someone Google it. Has someone got Safari open? Dave, Martin. Pull out the name of Martin Yole's two brothers.
Martin Yole. Fucking hell. Cock Yole.
Go on.
Cock Yole.
And?
Dick Yo.
Cock and Dick. Cock and Dick. And he got Martin. How the fuck does that work?
Yeah, he's come off really well.
Like after the second one, someone went, seriously now, Minge won't work. You've got to go to the door. Cock and Dick Yo.
That's fucking mental.
Good day. You like that, Dave, didn't you?
I love it. I wasn't expecting it. Oh, fuck me.
A cock and dick coming around to play. Martin is.
Oh. Right. Well, I Googled. So you haven't had that on the Peloton. I Googled it. It's quite a common thing that you... In fact, someone put on... Because I put it on Twitter. It said, I've got this Peloton. Really enjoying it. It went, I'll look forward to your junk going numb. It's like, what? Fuck, that is happening to me.
I don't get how that is happening. We haven't explained how that's happening.
What's
down there constricting the blood flow?
Your nerve is getting trapped between your, I don't know, your arse bone and the seat.
Where's the nerve?
Connected to, yeah. Your arse bone connected to your cock bone. I don't know why I've turned American when I start doing
it. Cag, though.
That's watching too many videos, isn't it?
Numb, cycling numbness, penis. There you go. Right. Sitting on a bicycle seat puts pressure on the perineum, compressing crucial nerves and arteries. That can lead to lots of sensation.
You say that?
Huh?
Because I'm currently speaking to people about pre-season for charity for a week for TalkSport, cycling to all 20 Premier League grounds.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
But I didn't know about numcock.
Yeah, yours going to drop off.
Does that make you not want to do the cycle?
Makes me want to do it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Tingly,
yeah.
Sounds all right. But then what?
It's not a nice tingle. It's one of those nasty tingles.
Dave, you didn't answer the question about whether or not you've masturbated while it was numb.
No, I haven't. No.
Try it.
Try it.
Closes his eyes. No, I haven't.
Do it now. Do it now, Dave.
Well, I've got to get on the bike for 20 mins.
Don't call her that. For fuck's
sake. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
When you start cycling, David, do you know, around 19, 20 minutes in, my cock's going to go?
Yeah.
My cock's
going to go.
Yeah, it can't be that bad because you're still doing it.
No, I went up... After Googling it last night, I went on the bike this morning and thought, right, I've got to shift around here and work out what I'm doing. And so
quite often in the Peloton, class, you stand up, right? Yeah. Like, stand up.
I was doing a lot of that. I was doing a lot of that.
So you weren't squashing it when you stand up, right?
No, I wasn't crushing it.
So the blood flow can return to its normal
to the nerve.
Place.
To the helmet.
No, it's not the head. Although, yeah, anyway. Loads of people are going to be listening to this go, yeah, I'm with you.
Last question, David. Does it change in size when it starts tingling, or is it still
the same? Have you done that? It's not that fucking big.
No, I'm sort of indicating shrinking and enlarging.
Yeah, there's a little bit of...
shriveling?
Expansion.
Oh, expansion?
Well, because I suppose it's all relaxed, isn't it?
Too relaxed.
Too relaxed sometimes. I had the Peloton all through COVID.
Why did you get rid? You never suffered from this.
Because it sat in my dining room. I didn't have room for it anywhere, and it sat in my dining room. And when people would come over for dinner, and you just have this fucking sweaty bike next to you, it was awful.
Right.
So I got rid of her.
I knew that was coming. It really is an open door.
You all knew it was coming, but you still
I nearly said it.
If it's any consolation, I didn't.
You didn't say it or think it, did you, John?
No, I couldn't see it coming either.
No.
But that's what she said. So,
come on, John.
So I got rid of it. My missus put it on a local Facebook, and someone turned up for it, and they took it, and I got... £500 in cash, bangers and mash.
Bloody hell. Oh, that's good.
It's lovely, that.
Nice.
That's good. Well,
how much did you pay, David?
A fair whack.
Did you buy new, Dave?
Yeah.
All right. What about 1,500? £2,000?
A bit less.
1,500 quid? You should get a proper bike.
No, because it's dangerous on the roads.
1,500 quid for numcock.
I know.
When you put it like that, it's a bargain.
30 quid you can get in London for that.
Yeah, it wasn't quite, but it's really good.
I've never been on one.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I did. It got me through COVID because it was like homeschooling and I'd put the headphones in and I'd get away from the world.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't just get a stationary bike, but it's because this is like, it's a community thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I know, I get that.
It's like, yeah.
Well, you can race against other people on this
Yeah,
bike.
I was in a class this morning.
No way.
Yeah, with this woman who's going, come on!
Bet you didn't have numb.
Send me those details.
Can you talk to the person on the other end? Like, I'm suffering from numbcock here. Give me a break.
Oh, we all are. You get a little message, numbcock. You just go high-fiving with this sort of...
You could change... You should change your username to numbcock.
Yeah. Numbcock's in. At last.
Come on, numcock, you're slowing down a bit.
We should all get one, and we should do a pod where we're all got numcocks.
Yeah, just fork out 1,500 quid for a shitty stationary bike. Yeah,
sorry, John, who said we should all do a podcast when we've all got numcocks?
That'd be me, Andy.
That'll be this guy.
Okay, I'm in for a start.
Well, you've just sold your Peloton, so you've got to buy it back.
It's worth it to see three of you with numcocks. Surely it doesn't hurt because it's numb, right? You don't even know.
No, it tingles. It's like a nasty tingle. I made that clear.
More tingle cock than numb cock.
Yeah, although some people are saying they don't feel a thing. I messaged Romish this morning. I said, I've suffered from numb cock because he's got one. And he said, oh, that'll pass.
So he's had it too.
Dave, why am I not getting those texts from you?
Well, I didn't know you had a Peloton.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Still, I'd like texts about your penis from now on. Okay.
Little updates. Can we make it a group chat?
Let's set up a WhatsApp.
Peloton boys. Only one's got one.
Yeah. I quite like that. You just going like, did 20 minutes today.
Yeah, just updates.
Yeah, 7 out of 10, numcock.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, no one replies ever. It's just like a log. So we can go, okay, he's suffering now. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when it's worn off, you can just put G2G.
Yeah, good to go. Normally, I reckon that'll be normally a quarter of an hour later. You'll get a little message.
Wait, can you do me a favour? You promise me something. The next time it goes numb, text me. Yeah? Just put it.
I promise you that's no trouble.
Do you ever worry in that 15-minute period it's not going to return to normal?
Well, I was watching a doctor last night. He said...
What? You're watching a doctor?
Role play or real?
No, I was watching a doctor last night on YouTube, and he said, obviously, if the numbness doesn't come back, you might have a little problem there, like there's a damage there to your nerve. But it keeps coming back, so all good.
I feel like you're playing like Russian roulette every time you get on the bike.
Yeah, I feel like that.
It felt like it today.
You keep going back, though.
Yeah, I know.
Would you have a numb cock for 3 years if it meant at the end of the 3 years you got £5 million in cash?
Yeah.
What if would I have the sensation I get on the bike, which is a nasty tingle?
Everything's numb.
So it would never. You'd never better use it for anything. Could you pee?
Well, you could, but you'd never. You wouldn't. It'd be like. It would literally be like now, because nothing's happening now, I assume. But it would be like that when stuff's happening. So it'd be this feeling forever.
No, for 3 years. For three years.
How much money do I get?
£5 million.
Oh, 5 million. Fucking yes! Give me the £5 million now. Slap out your hand.
It's a bit violent, isn't it? Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
Not actually a real offer. By the way, never go on Deal or No Deal. Don't be bad. What's that, now? £4,000? Fucking will have it. Put that down now.
It's like that, right, you fucking head.
Are we meant to talk football in this? I don't care, but I'm just curious.
Nah.
Like, you don't want to talk about football, do you?
Not particularly.
No, he's sick of it.
Are there any other side effects of Peloton?
No, only positive.
Oh, yeah, how's the diet and everything going?
What, are you on a big old mission, Dave?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, Andy.
Okay.
Which is fitness and health-related and sport-related.
Oh, I Googled your name, Andy. See what came up. There's a... delicious, delicious photo of you oiled up.
Yeah, I'm going mad for it now, actually, if I'm on it. I'm 6 days a week in the gym.
Wow.
6 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
What inspired that, if you don't mind me asking, Andy?
What inspired that? Just, I know you all think I'm about 32, but I'm a little bit older than that. And I got to a big birthday recently, and about 18 months before the big birthday, I thought, right.
You're not 50. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're 40. You said it's 40. No.
Look at the hair, look. Got one grey hair. I swear to God.
Are you really 50, Andy?
Right, I'm going to have to Google that.
I swear to God.
I generally don't believe you're 50.
I know,
Andy, this is a big thing for me. I've gone to black coffee. What do you think?
Excellent, yeah.
Why is that a big thing?
No milk.
Because I was having two lattes a day.
Yeah, no good. Shall I tell you the secret, Dave? Someone told me the secret. And when I did a thing for Men's Fitness Magazine years and years ago. I can't even remember how many. And my trainer said, don't bother weighing food, don't bother all that. I'll tell you what the secret is. And he told me the secret. And because they say a six-pack is made in the kitchen, right? And it is. Mm-hmm. It's like 85% diet. Right, so it's no booze. I did no booze for 6 months, not one drop. But what it is, it's with your food, right? You have three meals a day, right? And you have protein the size of your palms. You have like chicken or steak or fish or whatever. You have vegetables the size of your fists, and you have fat the size of your thumbs. And I had that in everything.
See, I weigh all my food out and count everything up and everything. Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm 5'6" and I've small man syndrome, so I need to be massive.
My advice, rather than weigh it, fucking stand on it. All right.
Big packs of butter.
No, but why are you? See, people spoke to me about like weight, and I'm like, do you know what? I'm not going to go in for a bodybuilding competition. So what's the point of that? You know.
Yeah, no, I do feel like a twat.
This is mental. I just eat any old shit.
Yeah, but you both are a lot younger. How old are you?
I'm 22.
I'm 27.
I look at a Big Mac and I put on about half a stone. You can eat anything.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, I do exercise honestly. A lot, though. I play football like 5 times a week.
Yeah.
So I guess that counts up.
I got a little dude that comes around here and helps me, trains me.
Yeah, I bet you fucking.
And he said, for snacks, nuts that would fit in your thumb.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. What? You should always be hungry, surely.
Dave's got the biggest fucking thumbs you've ever seen. I'll tell you a little snack, right? Apple, peanut butter.
Yeah, do that.
Oh, Dave, you're going to smash it then?
Yeah, you'd be sweet.
Here's another one. Here's the biggie for me. How long is it going to take for it to come off? I've got 6 months in my noggin.
Why have you got 6 months? What's happening then?
Because I just feel like it's going to take a long time.
6 months is easily enough time.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
What,
when you're 50?
Honestly, that's, mate.
It's half a year, David.
If you're doing it right like that, be...
I did the Zoe thing.
Did you?
Yeah. I want to do that, actually.
I feel like that would scare me.
It's like a thing you attach to your arm.
And he looks confused.
No, I tell you I'm confused because I'm alone with the dog and I can hear him scraping something. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is he doing in the land? That's
so you weren't listening. Huh? So you weren't listening.
No, I wasn't listening to anything. I was thinking, if he's scraping a fucking couch, I'm nuts. That's what I was thinking. What are you saying about the Zoe? You said Zoe.
I did the Zoe thing.
What does that mean?
You don't know Zoe?
It's a little, you know what diabetic people have on their arm?
Oh, yeah.
You attach that to yourself and it tells you how your gut responds to all different foods and
stuff. Oh, my God. And what, that's brilliant. What happened? Did it stop you talking?
Yeah, I generally thought you were frozen then. I was like, he's fucking unplugged his mic again.
Well, it's called thinking.
Sorry, yeah.
What happened? What happened? Whilst I had the old doodah on to check my blood sugar and blood fat, and I was focused on it because you were getting readings on your phone.
Yeah.
So you would have, I'd have like one of my lattes, and I'd have this big spike.
Well, instantly, it would like you look at your phone and go, "Whoop!" As you,
yes,
fucking hell, I've got to get one of them, right?
It's like how much of it was 200 quid.
Well, I'll just mention it on air today. Someone sent me one for free.
I know.
I'm joking.
They would, wouldn't they?
Of course they would.
Shit out a Lamborghini. Yes, of course.
You got a Lamborghini, didn't you?
I did for 2 weeks, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Lamborghini in a six
you
pack.
A Lamborghini?
No. I jokingly said it on the show because Bentley was wearing a Maharishi top. And I went, well, I like that. What makes that? And he went, Maharishi. Shout out Maharishi. And I went, why have you said that? And he went, they might send me one. And I went, shout out Lamborghini. I said it about 4 times, and then someone at Lamborghini emailed me. He went, do you want a Lamborghini for 2 weeks? And I went, is your question, do I want a Lamborghini for 2 weeks? And I went, yeah, and I went, of course I do. And I got one over Christmas.
So you're rocking up to work in a Lambo?
Yeah.
That's unreal.
It's unbelievable.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Was it hard to drive?
Not as good as a Ferrari. Shout out Ferrari.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, because they gave me the Urus, you know, the 4x4.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just like driving a Range Rover, but obviously better, you know.
Did it feel quick?
God, fucking hell, yeah. I put it in sport mode. Honestly, it's like you're sitting on top of a lion.
I'd kill myself in one of them. I would die. I wouldn't be able to control. I'd get all giddy and just drive really fast.
Yeah, you like driving fast, John.
No, not really.
He does. Look at him.
No, I don't.
When you go down the motorway, how quick are you driving?
70. No more than 80. No, never any more than 80.
Well, that's illegal. Maybe you should take that back.
So you're admitting to breaking the law.
Yeah.
On a podcast.
Yeah.
Do you speed?
What'd you say?
Do you speed?
Me?
No, John. I'm just remembering what it was like to drive when I was 21.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm reckless.
Is your insurance nuts? Have you got to have a black box in your car?
Yeah, I do. I don't really pay attention to it.
A what?
You have a black box in the car, which is constantly monitoring how fast you drive, I think I might say, and what time you drive, right?
Yeah, so mine doesn't have a curfew, I don't think, but it measures everything, like how fast you accelerate, how harshly you brake, And if your scores are like too high or too low, they can like take your license or take away your insurance. Yeah,
it's for insurance purposes, Dave. So they know that you're going to drive sensibly, so they can give you a decent price to insure. I think it's quite a good idea, actually.
Is this all new? This is brand new, isn't it?
Yeah, but my insurance without a black box would be like £1,500 a year.
Without it?
Get a Peloton.
Without it, yeah. With it, it's about 500 quid.
Oh, okay. Well,
get Andy's Peloton.
But the only problem with the black box is...
How many Pelotons is your car worth?
Two.
Ooh. What car have you got? What car you got?
I've got a Hyundai i40. A saloon. No, I don't know what it is.
It's not bad. It's not bad for a young lad.
Hyundai i40?
Yeah. 2016.
I've just gone to Google. It says numb cycling penis here.
We've Googled his car, David.
You typed that in, Dave, by the way. That's not just a random.
Yeah.
Just said it like that's my own page. Like, you actually typed that in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we have Googled it.
It's
yeah.
Lovely, lovely car.
Yeah, streamline.
Yeah, it does all right. But
pretty nice, too.
You've got a good hi-fi in it. Hi-fi? People say hi-fi.
What the hell is a hi-fi?
What? What's a hi-fi, do you say?
I'm thinking, yeah. What's a hi-fi? Sorry. Is that really bad?
Oh, my God, Andy.
Hell.
Is it sound? Is it audio-related?
What do you think a hi-fi
is?
Oh,
my
God. It sounds like a speaker.
Dave?
Oh, wow.
Hi-fi.
I just keep thinking of high five.
I generally thought you were saying Wi-Fi wrong.
Fuck. I'm saying Wi-Fi wrong.
What is hi-fi then? Can we have a little bit of context?
Dave, that's normal, by the way, for kids nowadays. The gap is so gigantic.
I'm really bad with cars anyway. I don't know what any of it is.
But it's not cars.
What is it?
Okay, well, what is it?
Do you use the word video? Like, if you tape something, you go, do you video that on the telly? Do you use that?
I've never taped anything on the telly.
But you got Sky Plus, right?
No.
Have you got any kind of facility to watch something back after it's gone out?
Yeah, but like it'll be for example, like BBC iPlayer will do it themselves. They just put it out after. Like, you know, if you miss it live, I would never record something.
He's not fizzing.
What I'm saying is, right? If you can't record anything. On your
telly? Not really, no.
But if I said, I videoed Mastermind last week, would you know what that meant?
I videoed Mastermind!
I think my nan or my granny would say, she's taped it.
Cool. That,
she's taped it. Taped it.
And do you know what that is? You must know what that is, right?
A videotape, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
I know what it is, but I've never used one.
All right, but Dave, I'm guessing if you've got Sky, Dave, and you say, I'd tape that. I videoed it.
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay, what's hi-fi's, though?
Hi-fi. John, you're doing that on purpose to annoy Andy.
I'm not. No, I know what hi-vis is, obviously, but what are you alluding to and why should it be in my car?
Hi-fi is your sound system, basically.
I knew it was something to do with sound.
It's your radio.
Yes. My sound system is great.
Dave, listen to this. Listen, Dave.
But what... Time goes so quickly, though.
Fucking hell, it's almost like you're Stephen Hawking for a sec.
What? I'm finished.
What wise words of wisdom. That he actually talked about time going quickly.
We've come a long way from numbcocks, haven't we?
I've got a cell in the back of my car.
I'm finished.
Good, Dave. Finish off your time goes quickly.
Here we go. Nice music underneath.
ladies and gentlemen, here is David L. with everything you need to know about the history of time.
Nah.
Come on, Dave.
Andy, can you do your magic trick?
Which magic trick?
If you showed Alfie and John the book trick, where you can...
No.
Go on.
It's really good. This will blow your mind.
How do you learn these tricks, Andy, if you don't mind me asking?
This is a little bit nuts, right? Have either of you two got a book handy?
Yes. I've got one right here.
Okay. Can you just
grab it?
Just show it to the camera.
Yep.
Okay. It's called The Laws of Human Nature. I've read that. Very good book.
Okay. Have you actually read it or are you taking a mic?
I'm taking the piss, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I have got no idea that you had that book, right?
I would, unless you've got, you know, camera set up in my room. No, you wouldn't know.
Just go to the back, tell me how many pages are in it.
There are 586.
Okay. Can you name any random number between 1 and 586?
Can I name any? Yeah. 322.
Okay. Let's move along now. Can you name a number from the top all the way down? Like what line on that page? Remember, what was it? 322?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you name a line 1 to have money? Alfie, yeah, sorry. Alfie, can you name?
8.
8. So the 8th line from the top, okay, on that page. Have you got it? Don't say anything. And Dave, if you name a number going across, like how many words across?
5.
Okay, so 5 across. Have you got your finger on that 5th word?
Yeah.
God, you're slow at counting, isn't it? It was only 5, 1, 2.
I didn't know whether the first word that I was on counted because I was already on that line.
Okay, you've got the 5th word.
Yeah, of the line, yep.
Okay, so the book's over 500 pages.
Yep.
Okay, you chose the page number of what?
322.
Alpha, you chose how many lines down? And Dave, you chose the 5th word. And it's impossible, in theory, for me to know what that word is.
Yep. I would assume so.
Can you look at the camera and don't use your mouth, but in your head, say the word over and over again.
Yep, I'm saying it.
Keep saying it. Got it. You ready? Fortnite.
No.
No, of course he's fucking not. How would I know that?
Oh! No, fucking hell! Oh! I'm so
magic trick here. Do you want to see it?
I don't believe you. I do not.
No, I genuinely have. I genuinely have, right? Have I shown you this one, Dave?
Don't think so.
Right.
You two are in on this.
No, he's not.
No, I know.
This is a really good trick. Hold on, let me just make sure it works because I'm doing it in mirror form.
Okay. I'll have a stint. Yeah, I'll do it.
I've got 4 cards. Hold on. Will it work? Hold on. Right. Okay. That way, right, okay. I've got 4 queens here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it all above so you can see it.
Yeah.
All right, let me just make sure that when I do it, it does work. Okay. I've got 4 cards here. They're all queens, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to take 2 out. 1, 2. All right, Alfie? Yeah. Have I taken the red ones out or the black ones?
Black ones.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to turn 1 round and put it back in. So when I spread the cards, you will see them. Have I turned around the Queen of Spades or the Queen of Clubs?
Clubs.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Now, there was no way I would have known that, right?
No.
Okay, let me just do it so you can see on the camera. I hope this works. I'm going backwards, but...
Oh!
Hold on. I knew you were going to say Queen of Clubs, right?
Yeah.
Because it's the only card that's red. And also, all the other cards are jokers.
Fuck now.
Stiff as a paste.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Andy, you've got to teach me how to do that.
No, that's amazing.
What's this? What was the card, Alfie?
Queen of Clubs.
Look at the wall behind you.
What?
Look at the wall behind you.
No.
Turn out, Alfie, look. Turn
no, I'm not looking
turn
at
around. Look. Have a look. Of course, there's fucking nothing there.
That is
a tiny part,
right?
Yeah, that's good.
Andy, please can you teach me how to do that so I can use it in a nightclub? Cheers.
Do you know what? I used to do magic in nightclubs. That's how I go up to girls and talk to them.
Yeah, what an unbelievable icebreaker.
That is amazing.
The best one to get, right? And you can go online and get it. It's a keyring trick, right? I haven't got it here. I haven't had it for, I don't know, 30 years. But
I'm looking it up.
Keyring unbelievable, magic. Right? Yeah, yeah. You would go up to a girl who would be wearing a ring and you would say, I'll show you a trick. Give me your ring. They'd give you a ring. You would hold it in your hand like that and you'd go, boom, and it would just disappear, right? And then you would go into your back pocket and take a sealed key ring pouch out and in front of them, pop it open and all keys would fall out and on one of the keys would be her ring. It was an unbelievable icebreaker.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
What's the trick? What's it called?
I can't find it for you. It might be like key ring trick. Yeah. Do you want me to Google it while I'm talking to you?
Yeah.
That sounds like it would have 100% success rate.
It is. Although I did. Hold on. Key ring trick.
Have they ever... Here we go. Turn it back to X. So have they ever had a magician in the Heritage Lounge?
Not in the Heritage Lounge. But we've got Les the magician. He can sort of like... He can manipulate some balloons into dog balls.
Why has he not been on the pod?
I don't know.
Les the magician?
Yeah, I think his name's Les. What? God, I'm going to get crucified if it's not. I'm pretty sure it is Les.
Do you know what? Yeah. I can't find it, and then I'm not even... I'm just away, so I'll text Dave what it is.
Yeah.
But what I want was... What, do you want me to tell you how you do it? I can explain. Yeah.
What, the card one?
No, I won't tell you that. I'm fucking amazing.
Okay.
The keyring one. Do you want me to tell you? I can tell you that. Do you want me to tell you the keyring one, right? So
yeah.
What you do,
yeah.
It's got a tiny, tiny bit of really thin fish wire. Right, that's connected to the key ring, and you pull it out, and it's got a quick snap back on it. So you let go, and it goes zip straight back in. Right, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what you do, you've already got it in your hand like that, but you've got a tiny, tiny little hook, which is obviously a key ring hook, which all the other keys are on, so they all look the same. Mm. And then when you go, give us your ring, and you just hook it on really quickly. Your nightclub's dark; they won't see it. So you can hold it like that, but it's actually there's string that goes all the way down into your pocket, right?
What?
But in one nightclub.
That's insane that you went into a nightclub with fishing line going into your pocket.
That makes me think maybe you weren't the best with the ladies if you're having to do all that prep. Yeah.
Yeah. But once I was in a club and I went like that and I went like that. And she went, oh my God, where is it? I went to the back pocket and opened it and all the keys fell out. And her ring wasn't there and I lost it. I dropped it. And it's their engagement ring as well. Fucking
no.
Yeah, I swear to God, yeah.
There's no one engaged going to a nightclub. What are they playing at?
Oh, back in the day.
But are women attracted by magic?
Yeah.
Claudia I was attracted by that queen card trick.
Yeah. Honestly, it's the power. It's the power.
I can tell you how that trick's done, but it ruins it, right? It's up to you.
Yeah.
There's three of you. If you all vote majority yes, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Dave, what's your vote?
Oh, Dave, you're going to ruin it for everyone. Just say no. Come on.
What's Alfie saying?
Here's the thing.
Oh.
John, here's the thing. We had Dynamo on the other pod I do the other day. And I really didn't want to know how he'd done it. He wouldn't have told me anyway, but I didn't look it up because the moment was so amazing that I didn't want to ruin the moment for me. And now I'm thinking, I had a lovely moment.
Now you
want
to ruin the moment for me.
And now I'm thinking, I had a lovely moment, Andy mesmerizing me. Maybe I should just live in that world.
This feels like when you put a biscuit in front of a child and you say you either have the biscuit now or you have two biscuits in 3 hours' time. What do you want?
Fucking, you must be a fun dad.
And you've got to get on the bloody Peloton if you want them as well.
In 3 hours? Fuck that. You could be dead in 3 hours.
No.
3 hours?
I don't do that.
3 hours?
I don't do that.
You can have one biscuit now, or Christmas time, you can have one and a half.
Wasn't there a Haribo's advert like that, where they made the kid wait, and they're like, they could have two, but
none of them waited, did they?
Yeah, you couldn't wait.
Some do. Some do.
That's weird that you said that.
Some of my children.
Oh, your children. Can I just say, right, nothing to do with anything, but we spoke hi-fi a minute ago, right?
Yep.
I bought something online. You can probably see behind me. There's lots of shit in my office, right? I bought something online. Yeah. I'm going to show it to all three of you. I would imagine Dave will go, oh, my God, that's amazing, and you two won't have a clue what it is.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay.
You ready?
Right. Yeah.
Here we go.
Hang on, let me see. Hang on, let me get a good...
Is that from Barnyard?
That's what I was just thinking.
Is it from Barnyard?
Dave, look, it's still got the original tag on it.
That's not actually from the show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, because it's bendy. Really, do you remember? Cool. It was called a bendy... Well, I don't want to say it because it'll give it away, but I always thought these were China. Oh, I didn't know he stays there. Look, he stays wherever he put...
Can you stretch him?
No, he's not like Stretch Armstrong, no.
Right, right.
Boys, any idea?
Yeah, Barnyard. It's got to be from Barnyard.
What's Barnyard?
My God, I give up. You have a go at me for not knowing stuff. How can you guys not know what Barnyard is?
I think it's pronounced Farmyard.
Is it a bendy Wendy?
No.
I just thought, because you said it's a bendy something, I thought it must rhyme. What is it?
Dave, tell him.
It's Bully.
It's a bendy.
Oh, from Bullseye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you know Bullseye?
When you're ill at school, like when you're younger, all they show is old TV programs. They used to go, it's the one where you win prizes.
Oh. You okay?
Dave, you're right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Do you win prizes? Is that the one? Yeah, you win a couple of prizes here and there, I think.
And Bully's special prize.
Right. Yeah. Kitchen for two grown men, they can share a kitchen.
Yeah.
Or a speed coat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that, you know that guy that went, take your time. Hold your time.
Tony Green.
Yeah, is he still alive?
Do you know what? I watched Bullseye the other day with my wife, asked the same question and Googled it, and I can't remember the answer. Right. In my head, he's 87, but I don't know if he died at 87 or he's still 87.
He's still alive. He's 84.
84, okay.
Fuck me. So when we filmed Derek...
Yeah.
Some of the extras, I don't know how many, but some of the extras came from a retirement home for old actors.
Mm. What, they all so live there's together? This
there's this retirement home in London where you had Tom O'Connor in there, Richard O'Sullivan. I'm telling you, it's really... It's quite upsetting. Denville Hall, Richard Attenborough.
Oh, that's where it is.
No, that's the... Right. Just all these famous...
Richard Attenborough?
Why'd they all go there? Was it a place for them?
Yeah, Andrew Sachs.
Oh, my Manuel. He's passed away, sadly, yeah. Isn't he?
Yeah. You know Richard O'Sullivan? John will know Richard O'Sullivan.
Is he the guy from Monsters, Inc.?
I don't even know who you're thinking that might be.
Sully, you're thinking of the big hairy
bastard. You know that Monsters, Inc. is not a documentary, don't you?
Yeah, but it might be.
Why would he be in a fucking home?
It might be
Big Bear in a home.
But his actor might be that
girl. It might be the best question anyone's asked. Why would the bear be in a home?
He's not a bear, though. He's not a bear. So let's
not
take the piss.
That's not your defence.
Yeah, he's not a bear. He's just a mythical creature.
Right, so why is he going to a home for retired...
No, maybe his voice actor is Sullivan.
Oh, I see. And you think they use his same name?
Yeah.
Ronnie? Can I just say this is going to annoy everyone? I've just seen the time. It's 12:01.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Oh no, we've hit the hour.
Is that okay? Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well,
so just keep a lookout for Exeter.
Okay.
Have we convinced you?
Honestly, they're lovely.
I need to come back and do another show before you convince me.
Do another show where we talk about nothing Exeter City related. Okay. To convince you.
Is this normal for your podcast that you literally do not talk about what we're meant to talk about whatsoever?
It's sort of heading in that direction.
Well, I'd listen.
Andy, can I request something from you?
No.
Okay, that's fine then. Okay, cheers, see you later. Andy. Cheers.
Of course you can.
All I was going to say is maybe turn on, I don't know if you do this, but notifications for Exeter City, like on the goal scoring app that you've got. That might help you get into it a little bit.
Well, you broke up there. You broke up. Say it again.
No. Please, pretty please.
Gone. Can't hear him. He's frozen. Gutted.
Oh, that's a shame.
That would have been brilliant otherwise. Can't hear him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to do it. No. You've got no connection to the club. No, that's fine.
You've got to try.
Yeah.
I've been to Exeter.
Yeah. Well, this is where I put a little sting in. We go.
What, the singer?
No, the WWE.
Your budget has gone mental.
So I now say, and this is quite a good format. Andy, will you now be following Exeter City Football Club?
No.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on the show, Andy.
Cheers, Andy.
We tried. Yeah. Cheers, Andy.
Let me know
Cheers.
How your NAMCOG is, all right? Text me.
Yeah, I'll text you.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye. Cheers.